Today, as we all know, the sad news going around about what has happened in Kuwait and our dearest brothers, Shia brothers in Kuwait that have been killed
in this incident. Just one point I just want to talk about a little bit before we get into the topic regarding this tragedy is that sometimes you have people doing things because they're fueled by the enemies of Islam for the purpose of Islamophobia spreading. And lots of the stuff that's going on around, stuff like Charlie Hebdo and stuff like that, you feel like, yeah, that's the agenda behind that is Islamophobia. When you can't fight an argument, when you can't fight a logic, there's no way then, you have no way to fight it except through physical means. Spreading Islamophobia, for example, will be one of them. But when you look at what happens in Kuwait, or what happened in Saudi Arabia a few weeks before Shahr Ramadan, the explosions that happened, you feel like it might be more than that now. It's a matter of hate crimes. It's a matter of their people being very illiterate, these people that carry out these crimes. Illiterate, very literalist approach to Quran, not questioning their scholars, and just taking whatever they hear about the Shia school, just taking it without any research at all. What we have to do is be careful, at least, is to not fuel the flame even more. There are some out there, I don't know how they think, how they look at things. While a majority, close to a unanimous majority of the Maraja, are telling us to be careful, not to provoke more, not to hurt others' feelings when it's not necessary. While these Maraja are telling us to be careful, we still feel that our religiosity lies in making sure we say things in a way that other schools of thought are offended. If I'm not going to be doing that myself, sometimes directly, indirectly, what I am doing is I'm supporting someone who is like that. We have to be very careful. Even if it means seeing this person, talking to this person, somehow they get the feeling that the people outside, they feel like, oh, this person is an important person. This person is a legitimate person when it comes to what he's doing, what he's saying, the way he's, what his approach is to Islamic issues. We have to be very careful. The least that we're not on the same page when they're writing the names down. Our name isn't next to theirs, at least. This is what our ulama are pushing for today. That we have to get the hearts closer and closer. This whole story of unity that they talk about doesn't mean that I have to believe in the beliefs of others, no. But it means that we have to know what the common enemy is, who the common enemy is, and be careful not to be hit by them instead of killing each other. Inshallah, let's recite a salawat for the souls of those who have passed away. On the Day of Judgment, many people will have to answer. Many people that they thought they're serving the cause, they will have to answer. There's no joking when it comes to the lives of the people. When that person comes and blows himself up before blowing himself up, he has a video talking about how these Shia, all they can do is slander and all they do is abuse verbally, and it should be a wake-up call for some of us. It should be. Day of Judgment, people will have to answer.